Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news and stuff. Well, those of us who follow Jesus Christ have a determined enemy, Satan, his demons, Mark 1:13, a created being. He's loose in the world today, but limited in what he can do to carry out his job against us. Read Job 1:12. Many people consider him nothing more than a figment of the imagination, which I've found out in my demon series. People have some of the strangest thoughts there, and that allows him to work undetected and being more effective in the world and in the church. He is a defeated foe, John 16:11. He pretends to be otherwise. So what's he trying to do today? Satan, what's his objective? To draw you away from God through both direct and subtle means? To thwart God's purpose in your life by getting us out of our Father's will? To deny God his rightful glory and honor, which results from our choosing to live obedient lives? And to destroy the world? He is known as the father of lies, John 8:44. My friend, you can find out more about Satan and his working in the world today by obtaining a copy of our new book, The Invisible War on the Saints, available at InvisibleWarOnTheSaints.com. Get your copy today. Get an extra one for a friend. Dr. Copley and I are going to be working feverishly in the days ahead, getting ready for the new seminars we're going to present around the country through Southwest Radio Church, How to Battle That Enemy. Coming out soon, my friend, you'll hear more. Our first meeting is going to be coming up in the fall in Tri-Cities, Tennessee. Looking forward to that. And the 36-part television series available at swrc.com. You need to get a copy of that. 1-800-652-1144 and ask them when you call about a package, getting the book and the 36-part series. Thank you very much. What in the world is going on? A deadly storm that's left a trail of wreckage across a vast swath of the United States continued to slam the Northeast and the Great Lakes region with heavy snow and wind on Thursday, knocking out power, closing schools, disrupting travel in major cities. Meteorologists say 1 to 2 feet of snow going to fall over New England, especially in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, and Northeast New York, according to the National Weather Service. The combination of pummeling snow and gusty winds led to whiteout conditions and lots of snow-covered roads. Many schools and government offices across the region were closed. Lots of power outages even here in the Midwest, the Great Lakes region, not spared. Michigan, Wisconsin, 68,000 power outages. Airports in Boston, New York, and New Jersey reported the most disruptions with more than 86 cancellations and 59 delays. Well, lots of people know who he is. The master chef, Jose Andres, is speaking out once again after an Israeli strike that killed 7 of his workers from the World Central Kitchen charity who were delivering food in Gaza. He now claims that Israel knew what they were doing and absolutely attacked his convoy. What do you think? Well, after Biden had his big fundraiser and got millions of dollars in, and it looked like he was going to smoke Donald Trump in the money-gathering business, the election campaign of President Donald Trump and the Republican National Committee said yesterday they raised almost $66 million in the month of March, more than 3 times the amount raised in February. Democrat Biden's re-election campaign has routinely surpassed Trump's in fundraising ahead of the November 5th election. Not a happy Easter in Los Angeles. The police department, the FBI, investigating a multi-million dollar theft in Los Angeles Easter Sunday. The money went missing from a money storage facility in Los Angeles in the San Fernando Valley. Law enforcement sources say the company that owns the building noticed the money had been stolen on Monday morning. The thieves managed to break into that facility undetected. They went through the roof and in the area where the money is kept, which may have been a vault, according to officials briefed on the investigation. How much is missing? It's all a big secret at this point. Wow. So America's still reeling financially and, well, every other way From our exit in Afghanistan, and hours of closed-door testimony from three top State Department officials shed new light on that unprecedented situation in the final days of the U.S. presence in Afghanistan. Officials were rushed to the country with virtually no time to prepare and no established emergency evacuation plan when they got there. The three officials, John Bass, Jim DeHart, and Jane Howell, were all plucked from unrelated assignments and rushed to Afghanistan in hours after Kabul fell to the Taliban due to their extensive experience in Afghanistan. What in the world? Yeah, it's been a big mess, but just one more goof from the Biden administration. Chairman Michael McCaul's ongoing investigation into the 2021 evacuation reminds us that 13 U.S. service members died while helping folks exit Afghanistan. What a mess that was, huh? No, leave it up to the Donald to counter Giuseppe. Trump has responded to Biden's designation of Easter Sunday as Transgender Day of Visibility with plans for another new day he's come up with called a Christian Day of Visibility, which would be November the 5th. Oh, that's Election Day. A report at Trending Politics News said Trump told reporters during a visit at Green Bay, Wisconsin, November the 5th, we're going to win this state, and we're going to win the White House, and we're going to save America. Well, amen. We pray that's true. November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before, said the president. It was Biden who, while banning children from using any religious symbols at the White House annual egg decorating contest, insisted Easter Sunday was Transgender Day of Visibility. Where is my gun? I think they're demon-led, like so much of America today. Advertisers, they're colluding. Advertisers colluding in violation of the U.S. antitrust laws to, well, demonetize disfavored online content, mostly conservative stuff, according to charges leveled in a letter by, there he is, our guy, U.S. Representative Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He wrote to officials of Diego, which holds a key position on the Global Alliance for Responsible Media. There is such a thing. One branch of the World Federation of Advertisers, he called for their submission of documentation on what's exactly going on and warned them to preserve other documents for further congressional review and their actions. Evidence the committee has obtained suggests that these members, led by STEER team members, are colluding to put down conservative platforms and voices. Further, this coordination does not always revolve around brand safety and harmful content, as GARM publicly continues to claim. But instead, the desire is to censor conservative and other views that the members disfavor. Why, of course, they're worldly, they're demonized, they're, well, you know. Well, I've always liked her, and now I know why. Talking about Laura Logan, she used to be a star at CBS News, oftentimes on 60 Minutes. She's well known for her investigative journalism. Used to be the chief foreign affairs correspondent at CBS. Covered some of the biggest stories in the world. But when Logan began honestly looking into what liberals notoriously call right-wing hysteria, things like the COVID vaccine skepticism and the 2020 election fraud putting a fake president in the White House and the January 6th alternative narratives, she was essentially condemned as a star of the far-right media, dangerous person, according to the New York Times. But hey, I've been a fan of hers for a long time, and now I know why. She's right there with us, my friend. We've been following her work, some said, for a really long time, and appreciate everything you do. Well, me too. Logan's most recent reports revolve around the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. She said the day the bridge was struck, Logan took to X, formerly Twitter, to expose what she says is clearly clearly a strategic attack on the U.S. critical infrastructure, most likely cyber. And as it came down quickly, authorities claiming no evidence of any kind of wrongdoing. Yes, which was odd because they hadn't had any time to investigate. So for the authorities to make such a statement about anything like that was unusual, especially when you look at the nature of what happened. Yep, it's starting to come out now. Oh, was it all planned? And the many conspiracy theories are surfacing. Lots of things going on in the new America. You and I not sure, are we? What's happening in the world today? Violent rains and hailstorms struck in southeastern China recently. Three people were reportedly sucked right out of their apartments as they slept by typhoon-like winds that came along. Seven people lost their lives in extreme weather began on the 31st of March. An 11-year-old boy and two others reportedly fell to their deaths on Sunday from a single residential high-rise building. Beware, seniors. Under the Biden administration's latest adjustments, Medicare Advantage plans are going to see a slight base payment cut to 0.16% next year, igniting concerns over potential reductions in supplemental benefits for seniors. Critics, including Florida Senator Rick Scott, argues that the decision could translate into tangible decreases in health care coverage for those reliant on these plans, with projected reductions amounting to $33 monthly or nearly $400 annually per beneficiary. That's the Medicare Advantage plan. U.S. homeowners paid more than $4,000 in property taxes on average. That was last year, with total levies rising by the most in the last 5 years. Governments collected more than $363 billion last year. That's an increase of almost 7% and almost double the gain a year earlier. The highest effective property tax rates were Illinois, New Jersey, Connecticut, New York, and Nebraska. Business news, Dollar Tree is facing some online criticism. They've got a policy change now. The Chesapeake, Virginia-based superstore is raising their price cap to $7. And the base price of other items have gone up now from $1 to $1.25, now $1.50. This year, across 3,000 stores, we expect to expand our multi-price assortment by over 300 items, some now up to $7. The decision came after demographics show that customers are trending toward higher income brackets. Other shoppers are saying, oh, they're canceling themselves. Who's going to shop there now? It's time to head back to Walmart. Flashback time, way back then and now, 2024? Remember it well. My wife and I, in days gone by, have both owned Corvettes. Yeah, like those little sports cars. They say the Chevrolet Corvette Z06 2023 is a true masterpiece of engineering. Not only holds the title of the most expensive Chevrolet ever, but also positions itself among the most impressive supercars out there. 670 horsepower, everybody needs that. The Corvette can accelerate from 0 to 60 in 2.8 seconds. It has a top speed of 205 miles an hour. Again, everybody needs that, don't they? So if you've got an extra $100,000, $150,000 lying around, might want to get one of these. The new magic number for you to retire, found in a study by Northwestern Mutual, is 15% higher than what people thought they needed last year, 53% higher than the amount people in 2020 pictured themselves as needing. On average, U.S. adults have $88,000 saved for retirement. Americans believe they need 1.46 million to retire comfortably. What? What else? Bad time to be a bird. Bird flu, which seems to reemerge as soon as you forget about it. Yep, the largest producer of eggs in this country halted all productions at a Texas facility earlier this week and culled nearly 4% of its flock, killed them off, including 1.6 million hens after detecting the bird flu. They say just one bird. You got to kill them all. Really? And finally, who said that? Oh, it's a good one. There are two things left out of the Bible. My opinion and yours. Where is my Bible? Life 101, right after this. Well, some of you have it on 24/7. This Christian radio station. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's a necessity, my friend. You can learn so much listening to Christian radio, the preaching, the teaching, the music, God-honoring. Thank you again for supporting this station, my friend. And at the same time, we want to thank you for supporting Greg Patton Ministries. Coming your way every day at this time. What a blessing it is. For those of you, again, that are supporting us on a regular basis, you are special. You are needed. For those of you praying for us, thank you very much for each prayer. Continue to keep up the good work. And for those of you, again, spreading the word about our books and our ministry, I think I love you. No, let me change that. I know I do. So you're curious. I would be too. What's that new book about, Greg? Hey, it's about chasing away the demons, getting rid of those demonic termites in your house. That's really what it's about. Make it a little simpler. It's about this. Your thinking and Satan's lies. Really, that's it. And so often our lies, probably 85% of the people in your church have believed a lie. And they've heard it enough that they believe that it's truth. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It doesn't have to be true for it to work. No, just get you to believe the lie. Your mind accepts it as a fact. Did you know that? There was a story told by Dr. E.V. Hill years ago of a young man taking a shortcut home late one night through a vacant lot. It was dark. The shadows from the trees loomed all around him. Suddenly, he became very aware. Someone's following me. The faster he walked, the faster the person walked. Frightened and frustrated, he turned quickly to meet his predator. Nobody there. As he turned to continue home, he heard the noise again. And then realization hit him. It was his corduroy pants. Somehow they were rubbing together, making a noise as he walked. Now, you can smile at that story, but here's the truth. Many times, our fears are the result of imaginary thoughts. Satan getting you to believe a lie. Things that are never going to happen. Things that are never going to be true. Satan is a relentless adversary in the invisible war, and he loves to fill your mind with fearful thoughts. He knows that if he can frighten you enough, and fear is a big factor in all of this, he's going to stand a very good chance of paralyzing you spiritually and physically. Hey, when you come up against situations that are fearful, immediately talk to God. Ask for his wisdom and his protection and hit your enemy head on. Admit your inner struggle and stand your ground. Don't give ground to the enemy. Stand your ground against the enemy. God said, do not fear, for I'm with you. Don't anxiously look all around you. I'm your God. I will strengthen you. Surely, I will help you. Well, amen to that. So that great heartache hit you. When was that, anyway? Last month? Last month? Last year? Last decade? It takes a lot of courage to lay down the emotional baggage that you might have in your life. Would you agree with that? I think, in fact, the only way to effectively turn from those feelings and those thought patterns, that thinking, and the past experiences that cause emotional distress is by looking beyond yourself to Jesus Christ. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and you need the strength and the hope and the encouragement that only he can bring. And when you find yourself in the middle of one of these situations, you should ask this question: God, how can you best be glorified by this thing that's happening to me right now? Many of you think that, you know, I can't win here. It's impossible. I don't think, Greg, you know what I'm facing in life. Can I encourage you along these lines? Don't despair. God has a plan. God has a solution for you today. Yes, he does. Remember, the past is just that. It's the past. It's yesterday. God is interested in your today. If there's sin in your life, he wants you to deal with that thing and then trust him for the future. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Nothing is so dark in your life that God cannot bring light and hope to that circumstance. It's so very important to realize that today. Get your thinking straight. You can ask him to ease that burden. You can ask him to free you from that demonic bondage. You can ask him to heal that broken heart. God always listens. What a great Heavenly Father we have. He will listen to the cry of your heart today. What are you going to do with that heavy load you're carrying through this Christian walk? I've watched men in construction carry some heavy things. Big concrete bags, roofing material on both shoulders up that ladder. My, you've got to be impressed. How do they do that? And the only way that they were freed from that heavy load, that burden that they were carrying, was when they put it down. That's what you need to do today. Put it down. Only God can release you from the burden you're carrying today. He knows you can't lay it down on your own. No, you can't. True freedom doesn't come from changing your surroundings. Many people think they're going to run off and everything is going to be okay in that new place. Nope. You're only going to be able to move properly in this Christian walk when you get beyond yourself and you get to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you trust him today? How can you know if you're tuned into God or you're tuned into something else? Read the Word. You know, once you've nailed down the basics in the Christian walk, your conscience becomes a very powerful tool to help you make right choices according to the Word of God. Listen to him today. The mission should be leading people, yourself for starters, into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ, and then strengthening your walk day by day. So, how are you doing, my Christian friend? Do you have a lot of plum parties in your life? I mean, the ones that say, it's all about poor little old me. We're selfish, aren't we? Do you ever cry out to God with, stop the world, I want to get off? Never works. God says in Matthew 14, 25, 26, and 27, basically, you take courage. It is I. That's what he told them on the boat when they thought they were going to be destroyed as the winds would blow them away. Don't fear. It is I. Do not be afraid. That message still goes out to you today. Sure it does. More than ever. Remember, God is always in control. Believe him. Believe his word today. Pastors, listen up. I wonder how many pastors would really respond this way. So many times, Mrs. Youngston came to her pastor saying, I'm scared. Joe says he's going to kill me if I continue to come to this church. Yes, yes, my child, said the pastor, more than a little tired of hearing this over and over again. I'll continue to pray for you, Mrs. Youngston. Have faith in the Lord. He'll watch over you. Oh, yes, I know. He's kept me safe thus far, only. Only what, my child, said the pastor. Well, now he says he's coming to this church and he's going to kill you. The pastor says, hey, you know what? It could be time for you to check out that little church on the other side of town. Lord help us. It's true. It really. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, all kinds of stuff every day. Join me on Facebook, Greg, G-R-E-G Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. It's so good to have you here each day at this time. Had me say for another day. That's the way it is. April the 4th, 2024. We are honored to have you join us each day at this time. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a good one.